News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. And as we get ready for the holidays, I was just sitting here thinking how stressed out some people probably are today, how they have that one relative that you never get along with. So shake it off, okay? Just shake it off, right? And in the meantime, with things going well in Pensacola, we have as our host for this half hour, Todd Thompson, who's the president and CEO of the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. Good morning, Todd.
Good morning, Meg.
Are you stressed? Or are you
looking forward to it?
All right. He's smiling.
I'm doing okay. I'm looking forward to Thanksgiving and, family. And,
yeah. Are you going to be traveling?
No, we're here.
Okay.
So
good for you, because I was talking about how the roads are going to be full this year.
Yeah, I heard you.
Unbelievable how many people are traveling.
Yeah. So, we'll be here and enjoying family and some good food and some downtime. So that'll be nice.
Do you have any family food traditions that you have to have, or it wouldn't be the Thompson family Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Pretty much the traditional, Southern sides you get.
Yeah.
What
do those include?
Of course, mashed potatoes, green bean casserole.
There you go.
Dressing.
Do you have a favorite dessert?
For Thanksgiving, it's got to be pumpkin pie.
Okay. You have to have it.
Right. We'll have a variety, but I got to get some pumpkin pie.
Pumpkin pie is the thing. Whipped cream or no?
Yeah. I like some whipped cream.
It's the details.
Thanksgiving's one of those days that calories don't count, and you might as well enjoy it.
So. Absolutely. I'm with you.
Right.
Absolutely.
Right. So, yeah.
Well, great. So with the Greater Pensacola Chamber of Commerce, I suspect that it's a little bit quieter this time of year. Not much, because you're getting ready for 26.
Yeah. But. I mean, we had our State of Healthcare luncheon last Thursday.
I heard the reviews on that were phenomenal.
Oh, good.
So many people told me that really went well.
I always love that third-party confirmation.
Yes, it was on Facebook. A lot of people posted about it. Talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, so this is, we have a state of series that we do throughout the year. So we have a different state of event every quarter.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't done state of healthcare in a few years, but we brought it back this year because it's such an important topic.
Oh, it's so confusing these days.
Right. There's a lot of change and a lot of confusion, like you say, but it's also a huge economic driver in our community. I mean, we have three hospitals. We're blessed to have that. We've got Community Health, which is an important organization in our area that helps those who don't have insurance, who are underserved. So it's bringing that information to the business community so they know what's going on and, kind of keep the conversation going about the changes that are happening. And we had one of our panelists was Hong Potomsky with Florida Blue. So what's happening with insurance and, how employers and employees need to be communicating and understanding the, changes there. So Mark Faulkner, who's the CEO of Baptist Healthcare here in Pensacola, he was our moderator for our panel. We've got to hear from a number of experts. We got to hear from Dr. DeVinny from University of West Florida about their training programs and how they're educating not just the doctors, but the future doctors, but also those support staff and nurses and even admin, the behind the scenes folks that are so important as well. So it's a huge part of our economy and so important to our community. So it was a really good conversation, and we'll have our State of the Economy coming up on January 14th. So it'll be pretty
That's a good one.
After the new year starts, but it's a great way to kick off the year. We bring in a panel of experts to talk about what they're seeing in the economy, what their forecast is for 2026. So those tickets will start going on sale soon.
So they're not on sale just yet.
No, but once we get back from the holiday, from Thanksgiving, we'll.
But you definitely want to get them early because it sells out pretty quick.
Yeah. These always sell out.
Is it luncheon?
So these are all luncheons.
That's great. So this event that you just had, it sounds like that they really covered a lot of different topics. Was there anything that stood out to you?
Just the overall, and it was interesting. We know the military in our two-county region is about $6 to $7 billion a year economic impact. But one of the things that Mark Faulkner said is we don't know exactly what the economic impact of healthcare is in our community. And I think that would be really interesting to know.
I'm surprised that they're not, they don't have the numbers on
that.
Yeah. That's surprising to
me. So I think just because there are so many different streams of money
true.
And it, you know,
it's, Andrews Institute.
Yeah. Is, yeah. And so just, you're talking about, you know, gathering a lot of data. So, but it would be really interesting to know what that economic impact is.
Yeah, because as, when you think of healthcare too, you've got the emergency rooms, you have all of that, those primary care physicians and all of that. But then you have the senior population. So you have all the assisted living,
right,
all those kinds of places as well. It's interesting. It's a broad umbrella.
Yeah.
Of different possibilities to be considered as far as the economic impact is concerned.
Right. And there are even some private businesses that, you know, you can pay cash.
Right.
Or they have more of a membership model that you pay.
That's right. We even have one on our show that we pay a certain amount every month and then you get health care.
Right. And, you know, so, and the prescriptions are a lot less or, you know, sometimes free. So there are a lot of different models, you know, for healthcare, and you know, it's not just a simple kind of one.
Right, right. It's not just not like the neighborhood doctor that you used to go to see.
Yeah.
Things have changed.
Right.
Over the years.
So it's very complicated, but yeah, fascinating.
Do they record that session? Do y'all record it?
I'll have to go back and check with our technical
folks.
That would be really neat if people could see it
or listen to it if they weren't able to make it. That would be great if that's a possibility. So, okay. So we've got, so you just had that event and one's coming up in January.
Yeah.
What else is happening for this month? And what will be coming in 2026? Anything on your radar already?
Well, so yeah, December, we still have quite a bit happening. So we have our final Good Morning Pensacola on Friday, December 5th, out at Scenic Hills Country Club.
So, okay.
We'll have that. And then on Tuesday, December 16th, we have our legislative luncheon.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So that'll be, you know, the preview of session. So session starts in January this year. So we have this event to, one, unveil our chamber priorities for 2026. You know, what we'll be tracking during session, the important issues to the business community. And then we have Derek McGee, who is a lobbyist. He lives in Tallahassee, works in Tallahassee, but he lobbies for a number of business interests and a number of interests here in Northwest Florida. So he knows us.
Did he speak at the FPL symposium
last
year?
Yeah, every year he does an update.
He is so interesting.
Yeah, no, he's very smart and you know, brings some complicated issues down to a level that, you know, even someone like me can understand. He's just awesome and very gifted speaker. So we do have some tickets still available for that, but that one will probably sell out pretty soon. So,
and you said December 16th, is
right.
that correct?
Yeah, that's a Tuesday, and it'll be at Culinary Productions.
Oh, excellent.
Downtown. So we're looking forward to that. And then that same evening, kind of our last event for the year, we'll have our business after hours happening, and that's always a great one because it is
the holiday
and it's a big turnout. So that's at the Courtyard Marriott on Creighton Road. So not far from here. So you know, we always encourage folks to come out for that. It's just, you know, kind of the wrap up of the year and a nice celebration.
It's
very festive, and you know, it's kind of just a nice way to put the old proverbial bow on the year.
2025,
right,
exactly.
Right. It's flown by.
Wow. So speaking of 2025, what a year it has been. I know the Chamber has been involved in so many different projects, so many different things, and you have the ongoing things like the leadership class and some of the many things that y'all do throughout the year. But what has been some of the highlights for you this year, Todd, would you say?
So having a you know, a new emphasis on workforce development. We're actually working on an event for next February where we're going to work with the school district on bringing employers together with the guidance counselors and career folks for a day of just really, you know, here are the opportunities in Pensacola. Here's what the business community has.
Mm-hmm.
And getting that information to the school district so they can, you know, send it out to the students, make them aware of the opportunities here. Because, I mean, workforce is such a huge issue.
Absolutely.
And this is something we've been working on. You know, Dr. Meadows, Pensacola State College, who was on our board, his term recently ended, but it was his idea a while back to do this sort of career and industry day.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, getting that information from the business community to those guidance counselors and career folks who can, you know, distribute it amongst the students and the parents. You know, it's going to be a good day. It's in February. I think it's February 16th.
We can double check.
Don't quote me
on
that. Yeah. But it's a few months away. But we're preparing for that. Workforce is such a huge issue in our community. It's something I hear about every day. You know, people, they have jobs to be filled. So,
well, it's changed too, because I know for many, many years it was about getting that degree, and it was an academic or business degree or that kind of thing. And I think what we're finding now is that there's such a need in our area, especially for skilled workers,
right?
For trades, as they used to say. I don't even really like the word because it almost sounds diminishing, but it's not, because it's a valuable occupation,
yeah,
in our society. And the people that do it are highly skilled,
right?
And so it's something, and actually make quite a bit of money too.
They do very well.
And, my understanding is trying to get those out there to people and get those classes and make that connection between graduation and the job. Am I correct about that?
Yeah. And, you know, get the information about how much you can make,
mm-hmm,
flexible hours. It's not a typical 9-to-5. Maybe you wouldn't want to work, you know.
You're not wearing a business suit necessarily.
You know, you're not sitting behind a desk staring at a computer screen all day. So there are lots of options out there, and, you know, you can get some programs. You can actually be paid while you're getting trained, and
the co-op situation, which is great.
Certificates that you need for being able to work full time. So there are a lot of programs. There are a lot of opportunities, and you know, it's just getting that information out to the folks that need it.
Well, it's interesting too, because we've seen so much change, and so you have the skilled workers and the trade workers, and then on the flip side of that, I suspect, but I'm not familiar with it because this is after I was in the workforce, really, is the idea of all the computer and technological jobs, and now with AI.
Right.
And they were saying so many people feared that AI would take away jobs, but the flip side of that, it actually can create even more jobs.
Yeah, and I think we're still learning about the impacts.
Mm-hmm.
And my view is always, when there's something new like AI, there's going to be positives, there's going to be negatives. But in my view, typically the positives outweigh the negatives,
mm-hmm,
and you usually end up, I mean, people were afraid when the car was invented, like, oh my gosh, you're taking away.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, the horse carriage and, you know, all these terrible things. Well, I mean, now the cars, you know.
Oh, sure. Well, listen, when computers.
Couldn't imagine a world without cars.
When computers came on board, I confess, and it's very embarrassing, but I took a computer class in college, and we said, why are we wasting our time? But they had these giant computers. there were no laptops and desktops and stuff in those days. And we had data punch cards.
Yep. I mean, it's wild how it's changed. But now you carry a computer in your pocket.
Phone at this point.
Right.
Now people have it on their watches. I was sitting in a meeting. I see someone looking at it. I'm thinking, why are they looking at their watch so much? And it dawns on me, oh, they're not checking the time.
Right.
They're reading emails.
Yeah.
Wow.
So it's a lot.
But back to workforce. That's
So that's, again, what the impacts will be from AI. I think we're still learning, mm-hmm, what that will be. But
are you hearing anything from the folks in the chamber, some of the business owners that are actually applying it now? Have you heard any?
A little bit. You know, I was at EntreCon a couple of weeks ago.
That's right. Yeah, I heard that went well.
Yeah, it was very, very interesting. And AI was one of the big topics that, mm-hmm, was covered thoroughly. And hearing from some business folks about how they're utilizing it and taking advantage of it to, mm-hmm, take tons of information that you might have to do hours and hours of research on to put into a paper or a plan or something like that, and then putting that all into AI, and then, you know, within, you know, sometimes it's a little bit longer than just a few minutes, but,
mm-hmm,
yeah, within
compared
a
to
half
hours.
Hour, right,
yeah.
A half hour or so, you've got a lot of information. Now you have to go through it and make sure that it's correct, and, you know, mm-hmm, it's in the format how you want it, but it saves a lot of time from doing a lot of research. That the information's out there, but it's, you're not having to search.
I remember doing research and having to sort of coordinate it and then organize it and put it in the paper, and it does all that for you.
Right.
which just saves you hours of time.
So, I mean, again, there are people using it, but it, you know, understandably, it's intimidating to a lot of folks.
And then there'll come a day about 10 years from now when people will forget that it was ever not there.
Yeah, that it was not,
It's like now, computers.
Right.
There was a time when there were no computers, really?
Right.
Okay.
Typewriters.
So, yeah, no kidding. So looking ahead at 2020, I guess we were talking a little bit about 2025 first. Any other thoughts about this year?
Just, you know, as we get into the holiday season, I really want to encourage folks to shop local, support our local businesses. Still a lot of questions about what's happening in the economy. You know, we just went through the shutdown that impacted a lot of people. We were all out at Mana on Friday and talking to Dee and, you know, hearing some of the stories. So, you know, when you shop local, those dollars stay local and those help people locally. I always encourage folks, you know, make it a family outing. Go out, you know, get lunch.
Go to a local restaurant.
Get coffee, hot chocolate with the kids, things like that. Go to those local shops and keep those dollars here. I know it's so easy to go on the app say, oh, yeah, dude, get me this, and this. This is what's on the list. But, it's so important that we shop local, support our local businesses all over the community, and make those memories. And those are memories you make as a family that you'll have for a lifetime. The lights are out on now.
It's beautiful.
It looks wonderful downtown. It's going to be a little bit cooler this weekend,
which is perfect.
Right. So
it's going to
feel
cool
festive. Mm-hmm. You know, we're getting into the holiday season.
Winterfest is going on with all kinds of fun things to do.
Right. So, you know, I really encourage folks, take some time, shop local, support our local businesses. And then as we do get into 2026, we know the construction will be happening along Palafox Street.
Right.
So,
does that start in January?
Right. January 5th.
Okay.
So immediately as the year begins, they'll be out there and, there's businesses that are still going to be open. And we'll be doing a lot with the chamber. I've talked to Walker Wilson with the Downtown Improvement Board a number of times. We're going to collaborate with them on some things, but still get that message out. You know, those businesses and restaurants are open. Be sure to get downtown still and help those folks during, hopefully just about 5 months or so as that construction's done. So once Palafox is finished and looking beautiful, it will be ready to roll again.
Yeah, and also on Garden Street, there's still some construction there, and businesses there too.
I mean,
need
that,
our help.
It,
so,
but you know, construction is progress.
Yes,
so that's good.
It will be better eventually. So that's the good news. But I think that's great to remember to shop local.
Yeah,
and I've been saying all week, is to think of those people who maybe don't have family in town, or maybe military folks that have just moved here and don't know anybody. Keep them in your mind during the holidays.
Yeah,
take them a plate of turkey food, or maybe drop a little surprise Secret Santa gift. Those kinds of things.
Yeah, and keep a lookout for those nonprofits, and some businesses do very specific types of, whether it's getting toys for kids or meals, like you say, for families. There are opportunities to support those as well.
We're getting into the spirit.
Yeah, exactly.
In the spirit of the holidays. And thanks, a big shout out and thank you to all the folks, because we were both at Mana Food Pantries Fill the Mayflower event this Friday and past Friday, and it apparently just was the biggest success ever, from my understanding.
Yeah.
So thank you to Pensacola.
Yeah, it
for
just
that.
Shows what our community is.
No doubt about it. And I'll have Dee Dee on the show tomorrow at 10:30 to talk about what had happened and what else they need.
Yeah,
what else they need. But all of those, the pantries, all the shelters, everyone needs help right now.
Yeah.
So if you can, support your local community. But I think this is one of the most generous communities in the world.
Yeah, it really is.
I mean, I've seen that over and over and over again.
Yeah.
But it takes great leadership, and that's what the Pensacola Chamber does for us in training our leaders, these business seminars, all the things that you do are so important.
Well, it's important to me that we are supporting the business community. We're providing those opportunities for engagement, for education, just getting information to folks. So, thank you for saying that, and it's an honor to be able to be a part of it, and as we're at Thanksgiving, I want to say thank you to our staff. We've got Willa Licata, who does a tremendous job with membership. Emily Spears does a fantastic job with our events. They're always first class. Trevor Rodabaugh does some of our programs. He handles Leadership Pensacola, some of our committees, does a great job. And then Olivia Wilson does our social media, digital marketing, all of those things. So it's a tremendous team, and I appreciate them. I appreciate our board of directors for their support and their engagement. I mean, they bring so much. Our board
and they're all volunteers.
And they're all volunteers,
right?
And you know, the conversations that we're able to have at our board meetings are tremendous. Just you know, diving into what's happening in our community and how the chamber can be supportive and be a part of it.
So, how many chamber members do you have now?
Last check, we were 1,045.
Wow, yeah. That's amazing.
Yeah. So
thanks to all the chamber members,
Thank you. Yes. Thank you for everyone for being, you know, who is a member. We appreciate your support. And if you're not a member, you can go to PensacolaChamber.com to get more information, or you can reach out to Willa Licata, 475-4999, and talk to her. She'll give you all the great information, but we're
sign up now, and then
blessed.
You can go to the December breakfast.
Yeah,
and then start off the new year.
Yeah, as a new member, you get to come up in front of 120 people and give a 30-second elevator speech about your business, and you know, it's great networking, and a great program. That's what, you know, we want to do is bring business folks together to
no
say,
doubt
be
about
successful.
It. I have a theory about that. You can advertise all you want, and you can put out digital and do this and do that, but I'm telling you, nothing beats a handshake.
Right.
I mean, still meeting somebody one-on-one, developing a relationship with them, looking them eye to eye, talking about your business. Those connections are invaluable.
Yeah. No, it really is. It's still all about people and those connections.
Well, I had thought right after COVID and all that, I thought, boy, I wonder if chambers are going to make it.
Right.
Are they going to be still around with all this technology and emails and texts and Zoom? And still, there's nothing better than going to a business after hours or breakfast.
Yeah. And the amazing thing is, like, I had the same concerns. I was like, are people just going to want to do the virtual stuff or whatever? And then it seems like since COVID, people just want to be in person more.
I know that.
And they want more events and more opportunities.
So true.
It was unexpected. It's great to see.
Yeah. But I'm happy about it.
Yeah. You just didn't know how that was going to turn out.
We missed everybody.
Yeah. I think that's what it proved is that we are people.
People.
And we're all about people and supporting our businesses. And
absolutely.
It's fantastic.
Absolutely. Anything happening coming up in 2026 that you can tell us about? We know we're going to have fun events, as always.
Right.
The chamber sponsors, fireworks, and things like that.
Yeah. It's really expanding on those. Our theme for this year is advocacy and action. So
excellent.
You'll be hearing more from us on important issues that impact the business community.
I love that, advocacy and action.
Yeah, and just, you know, making sure that the business community is educated about what's happening with any changes in the government, in regulations.
And you'll be kicking that off with the legislative session, which is perfect.
Yeah, so we'll have our priorities. We'll release at the legislative luncheon on December 16th, and that will be the kickoff to the year. And, you know, some key issues that will be important. I mean, you know, you've got things like the property tax discussion that's going to be happening, and how does that impact the business community?
So, right.
You know, come here, find out what that's going to be all about.
Well, advocacy and action. I think that's a great theme for the year coming up.
Yeah.
I think it's awesome. Well, you're doing a great job, Todd. I don't know, you know, sometimes when you have a small staff like that, people don't realize how much effort it takes. And then also all the volunteers that support you.
Yeah, we've got our ambassadors. I'd be remiss if I did not thank all our ambassadors. They are volunteers. They do a great job. So, just thank you to everyone who makes the Greater Pensacola Chamber work.
Well, we're grateful for the Pensacola Chamber of Commerce. How's that?
That's awesome.
All right. Thank you so much, Todd. I hope you have a happy Thanksgiving with your family.
You too, Meg.
And we'll see you next year.
Mike.
This is Pep Talk. We'll be back in just a few minutes on News Radio 92.3.